Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Pella. My guest today is Lieutenant Paul Hawsey of the Pella Police Department. All right, Lieutenant, so we've got a special initiative going on here for the next 4 weeks, and today is the first week of it. So why don't you just go ahead and give us a little rundown of what to expect around Pella.
Starting today, July 15th, we are going to be conducting high-visibility traffic enforcement. Basically, what that means is that you're going to see more officers out on the road, and with a special emphasis on traffic safety around the Pella area. Starting this week, our main emphasis will be on seatbelt violations, and that is to ensure traffic safety and ensure the safety of people out driving around. This is week one of a four-week initiative that we put together. In the coming weeks, you'll see an emphasis in speed enforcement, an emphasis in the downtown area for the pedestrian crosswalks and the K-turns, and then the last week will be also seatbelt violations again. Also during this four-week period, we'll have an emphasis on OWI enforcement, just making sure that everyone is safe out there during this midsummer time and into August. We're going to have two big events coming up with RAGBRAI here in a couple weeks, and then the Knoxville Nationals in the middle of August. And with those come a lot of added people in the Pella area, and we just want to ensure the safety of everybody during this time of summer and with the two big special events coming up.
All right, so right out of the gate, you've already clarified this for me, and I know I would never be guilty of this, but what is a K-turn?
A K-turn is we have a local ordinance against K-turns, and that would be turning from your lane of traffic, crossing the other lane of traffic to park in the diagonal parking around downtown area.
So as Americans, we're on the right side of the road. Basically, this is swinging around, kind of whipping a U-ey, and then ending up parking on the left side.
Yes, that is correct. Yes, crossing that lane of traffic is against that ordinance. You either need to park on the right-hand side of the road as you're traveling, or go and find a safe place to turn around and make it back around the block to park.
Perfect. So another thing that I've talked to Chief about and Lieutenant Cox about, because I walk around town just like many other people in Pella do, why is it important to not fly through the downtown area, especially with the crosswalks?
Absolutely. It's a 20-mile-an-hour speed limit zone in the downtown area, and those crosswalks are in the center of every block, and we have a lot of issues throughout the year with people stopping for people in those crosswalks. It is the person in the vehicle's responsibility to stop for a pedestrian in that crosswalk.
And let's say I'm the crosser. As soon as I step foot in that area, they're supposed to yield to me, correct?
Yes, that is correct. If you're in that crosswalk, the vehicle is supposed to yield to you.
All right. So it is summertime and there's more fun going around. Like you said, a couple big events. And a lot of time alcohol gets involved. I was just doing a story today about how water and alcohol don't mix. Really, driving and alcohol doesn't mix for all the same obvious reasons.
Absolutely. That is one of the most dangerous ways to operate a vehicle is under the influence of alcohol or drugs. And we just want to have an emphasis on that violation during this time. We want everyone to have a good time, enjoy the Knoxville Nationals, and enjoy RAGBRAI here in the community. But we also need to ensure the safety of everyone in the community. And operating while intoxicated is one of those ways that you put yourself at risk and also all the other motorists on the road at risk.
All right. So not only is there the obvious thing of safety and your own safety and others, but what kind of fines and repercussions can you face if you are caught operating while intoxicated?
Operating while intoxicated, there's some serious fines. There's some jail time possibly with that. And then there's also the losing your driving privileges for that first offense. It's 6 months. For consecutive offenses, it continues on for quite a duration for those violations as well.
All right. And so seatbelts, let's just move on to that. There's a national campaign that you see on the television every once in a while that talks about the different ways people try to slide their seatbelt on. I'm sure you guys are going to be looking for those and just highlight some and remind people why that's just not going to work.
Yes, the click it or ticket is a popular one. We partner with the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau throughout the year, but This is just a local initiative right now that we're doing specifically to Pella. But that, yes, we see all the different ways that people will try and cover it up with their arms, slide their arm through it, hide the buckle so we can't see it. Obviously, we'll be on the lookout for those as well. We just encourage you every time you get in that vehicle to put on that seatbelt, and that ensures your safety and if you're involved in a motor vehicle crash and the safety of anyone else inside that vehicle with you.
Well, I know this is a small community, and luckily we don't have to deal with this very often, but I'm sure you've encountered it as an officer, now a lieutenant. How serious can accidents get when people don't have their seatbelt on? And on the flip side of that, how can it really save lives?
The seatbelt certainly does save lives. We see it all the time in the national statistics and the state statistics, and even just as in our county, the number of accidents that we come up on, here in town, they're not that bad. But we also have a bypass that travels through here. A lot of areas that speed limit is increased, and as that speed increases, the likelihood of serious injury or death definitely increases. And if you're not wearing your seatbelt, it increases just even greater from there. So having that seatbelt on certainly does save lives, and it does help keep you safe if you are involved in that motor vehicle crash.
So just to recap for everyone, no K-turns, which is, again, being in the right lane. Well, hopefully you're in the right lane anyway. And then you're not allowed to whip around and basically park on the left side of the street, is the short dumbed-down version for myself and not needed to be so much for everyone else, but just to make it clear. And also seatbelts is what you're going to be looking for, because not only does it save lives, but it's just general safety all around. And don't try to fake it. If you get caught with it, just take your fine and move on and learn from the lesson. Also, we want to remind people, we'll be highlighting the different parts of this initiative each and every week, but I'll just throw this out there because it does affect a lot of us here in Pella, as we walk around quite often, myself included, is to watch out for people in the crosswalks. Anything else you want to remind people as someone who's out there on the patrol every day?
Yeah, this initiative is really about traffic safety and the safety of our community and the safety of people in our community. And it's not this initiative is to really increase that safety for everyone. And it is to change those behaviors of not wearing that seatbelt, of speeding and of driving while intoxicated, or and just to increase that awareness in the downtown area and really all over town. We're going to specifically do some projects around the downtown area, but certainly over by the pool, and there's a lot of pedestrian traffic. And I know it's only the middle of July, but school will be starting here in just a couple months. So we'll continue the initiative probably right up through school starting time with some other projects and other of events that we'll have at the police department, but certainly through the rest of this summer, we just want to make sure that everyone is safe and can get to their destination safely.
Very good. Thank you, Paul. And just a reminder to people who are skeptical out there, again, just to reiterate, this is all about safety. I work with you guys day in and day out, most of the force, and it's not a way to fill coffers for some retreat that you guys are going to go off to the Bahamas or anything. It's really about safety, is it not?
Absolutely. It's, safety is the number one priority. It's our number one responsibility for the city is to make sure that we live in and operate in a safe community, and traffic safety is just one of those elements that we concentrate on.
All right, thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Lieutenant Hazy. This has been today's Let's Talk Pella. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official AccuWeather meteorologist forecast is next.